This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor.
Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive.
And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Good morning.
Morning, John. How long have you been awake, John?
All night.
You're incredible. You come waltzing in here in his pajamas and you overslept. Your alarm didn't go off, which I guess is a way of saying you overslept. But
and yet when that mic was cracked, bam, right. He was ready to go.
You were. It's hack all over the floor, but anyway, he's ready to go.
Hey, trust me, this is nothing. Ask Murph. Hey, good morning, everybody. Happy Tuesday for you here at 97.9 FM WGBW, 98.3 FM WISS. Of course, Civic Media App. Beautiful morning out there. Mm-hmm. My God, it feels like March.
It is. But first day of winter's not here yet, right? Isn't that Friday, Sunday?
Todd said today was supposed to be lighter. I thought Todd said today was supposed to be...
No.
I think this is the longest day
of the year is the 21st. And then it starts getting lighter.
That's when winter, yep. Right?
Okie dokie.
The Celsius or whatever that...
Celsius.
Solstice, yeah.
Solstice, that's
there you go.
34 degrees in Green Bay, 35 degrees in Appleton, 38 degrees in Oshkosh. Happy Maple Syrup Day.
Yeah, I like
that. I always wanted to do that.
That's a great thing. People are big time into that. A friend of mine is retired FBI agent, does it. They got a friend in Vermont that does it, has his own label. Grandpa's... that's probably taken by a million other people, but Grandpa's Maple Syrup... Earl Weller does that, and yeah, that's a fun thing to do, tapping those little trees, and it's a project with the kids.
I thought that'd be cool, because I grew up in the woods, basically, and I also thought it'd be great to just tap the maple tree. I didn't know how to do it, though.
You know, I don't think it's the most, from the people I know, I don't take anything, but it's something I think you could do.
I do, too.
It's not that sophisticated. It's not like... you don't need a lot of mechanical ability, like building something. It's you tap in, right? You put that little bag on the tree, and then it drips in there.
And then what do you
make,
do?
Well,
then
make
you burn it.
Then you got to boil it, right?
Then you got to cook it. Yeah. That's where it can get a little tricky.
That'd be fun, too.
Yeah. You can buy it for like $3.
Or that. I just like fires.
Yes. All right. That could be something for
I
you.
I know. I would love that.
Get you outside.
Yes.
Walk a little bit, not run.
Actually, I talked to my brother yesterday, and I said, hey, if you don't have a lot of snow up there, I want to come back up to the camp, because there's a couple of old deer blinds that are on our property. We want to knock them down, tear them up with a chainsaw, and then burn them. Okay?
Why?
Well, because they're on, you know, because they don't hunt there. The people don't hunt there anymore.
Oh.
And so I want to tear them up and then burn them. He's like, I got to be honest with you. Your fires are a little... over the edge.
Who said that?
My brother. Yeah. I go, what do you mean? He goes, they're kind of close to the propane tank. And they're a little excessive.
And it's one of those huge propane tanks for his house.
Yeah,
it's not something you can pick up. Wow. Yeah, that's he's right.
I go a little overboard with my fires.
Wow.
Count on your family to tell you how it is.
I know. Yeah. I know. My next door neighbor, and his wife is probably listening. Sherry might be listening. And she works right across the street. Schreiber. And he came home from Afghanistan one time. And he brought home, or not from there, but, and I didn't even like it, I'll be honest with you. But this like $150 scotch. You would like it, right? Or you would have in your day.
Yeah.
I can't. Oh, the taste of scotch to me is terrible.
You can put on ice, drink it slow, get a cigar. You'll be fine.
Okay, so whatever. So we sat out there with her brother, who's from Boston, okay? And right in the city of Boston, he's like, are you guys really allowed to have a fire? We're in the backyard in Ledgeview. It's like,
He
goes, seriously? Can you put anything you want on it? I'm like, absolutely. I got a pile of wood. So he was so excited.
Yeah.
And this fire was, and we sat there till the sun came up, and the thing collapsed. It melted. Honestly, like the legs of the our fire pit thing. You know, it's one of those kind of cheap ones. Yeah. You know, from wherever.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Oh, this is no lie.
No, I mean, I believe that. I can't believe you had a cheap one. But anyway, go ahead.
Yeah, and it like collapsed at the end of the night. It got so it was like it was had a glow nice. That you can't even believe.
Right. Well, 12 hour warranty.
Yes.
Wow.
That's. Okay. What I'm just saying. So I go a little bit over. But I already set myself on fire twice when I was a kid. Because of fire. One of my jobs was burning our garbage. We used to burn our own garbage.
Yep.
And we had a big 55 gallon. Yeah.
Right.
And I set myself on fire twice. And I stopped and rolled both times. Well, one of the times I told you though, it
Did
was
you
my.
Drop?
Yeah.
Stop, drop, and roll.
Dropped good, in the snowbank and
paying
rolled.
Attention to that class.
Had one of those cheap Montgomery Ward coats on that everybody had.
Like the plastic?
Yeah.
Yeah, good.
It just started melting. I still remember that the whole thing just
smelled
just
great.
Started, yeah, smelled. And I dropped right in the snowbank and rolled. The other time I told you that story, though, I tried to make my own napalm. Remember that? Because the ants. We had an ant problem.
I don't
know. And
maybe
CBS
you told
News
me.
Had a thing where it's big.
Can't say I retain every one of your stories, but maybe. Okay,
I had
go
the
ahead.
Scars for a long time.
No, I don't remember
I had to go
this.
To the hospital.
I don't remember that.
It's basically ivory soap and gasoline.
That's napalm. What napalm is?
Yeah. It's just basically what's the word? Not impellent. Inflammatory type thing, whatever you want to call it. And
igniter.
And a binder, which was the soap. So it just basically binds. It was a gel. You make a gel out of it.
Right.
So it's like inflammatory and a gel. So I used ivory soap and gas, and I got burnt really bad.
Did it gel? That doesn't seem that thick.
It probably needed something a little bit more.
Yeah. As a cook, I would add flour, but I'm sure that's not what it was.
Or starch.
Starch.
Basically, that's what it was.
And then how do you ignite that then? Do you throw it?
Well, a match. That's where the problem came in. I'll be honest.
But is it like a...
Well, they use... Yeah, well, they would propel it, but that's just to shoot it out.
It's on fire when they shoot it out?
Yeah, it's basically a gelled gasoline.
Right.
An inflammatory gelled type thing.
Because I thought you kind of like threw it or something.
Well, it did. Well, no, but then when they put it, that's just adding pressure. That's just the pressure from the flamethrower. Because I always wanted to be a flamethrower guy. I want to join the Marines, be a flamethrower guy, but they don't have those anymore. But that's, I got burnt bad. I had second degree burns all over my arms.
Yeah. That, I making napalm? Yeah, I would think.
I was like 9. But anyway.
Great school project. What are you doing, Johnny? I'm making napalm. Okay. Show the class.
It's also Wright Brothers Day.
Is that awesome?
Yeah. I was at Wright-Patterson Air Force Base, where their thing is. Baked Cookies Day. Boy, Jesse brought in.
I was telling Donna
I gotta
that.
I got to tell you, those were phenomenal.
Those were phenomenal.
Well, okay.
Oh,
so there's,
did he buy them?
No, he didn't buy them. But it's the kind that you buy in the store and you just slice them in.
Yeah, no.
They were Nestle's.
Okay, because we were talking about how they got, it wasn't. Too soft.
They're so moist.
Hard. Right.
Oh, that's cheating.
I thought he made the dough.
No, he didn't. Because I went out there and I said, listen, I want to know the truth. These are too good for, I mean, what is he? Like in his 20s?
Yeah. Right.
I mean, I'm 54 and I can't bake cookies that good.
No, those
they
are
were
good.
They were
that's
so what is he? He bought the dough, then he made the shape.
He did bake.
And then he baked them.
All you do is, it's those tubes.
The dough
is
made.
And you just slice it, Jim, and you just lay it on the pan and the slice.
Really?
Yeah.
That's a scam.
Wow, it's not. That is a little bit. Wow.
I'm going to kick his butt today.
Me too.
I swear to God.
Yeah, sure.
I don't care if he's 6'1", 275. I'm going to kick his ash.
But that's a little light on baking. I just want to tell you, learned this in school. Betty Crocker, some company, was, cake. When people made cake, it took forever.
You had
in the
a
house.
Cookie class in school?
No, it's a marketing class. Oh. No. I'll get to it. We're talking about the marketing of, geez, John, of Betty Crocker. Anyway, because people spend too much time in the kitchen making it from scratch, right? So they came out with a cake in a box.
Yeah.
And when they came out with the cake where you just add water, people didn't like it because they didn't feel like they were doing enough.
I agree.
So they put it where you had to add eggs and, I don't know, we had salt. I don't cook bake, but, and it sold a lot better. What I'm saying is just to slice the cookies, that wouldn't be enough. For like someone to say, I made the cookies. If they gave you a bag of dough.
I agree. There's not that sense of accomplishment.
And then shaped it.
Right.
I would say, I baked these cookies. But that was just my point on it. If you just slice them and cook them, it's like, did you really bake them?
No.
You heated them up.
I remember, remember in Shake and Bake?
Oh, yeah.
And like, I know women, it's like, I would never do that. No. I'm going to make it from scratch for my husband. Remember that?
That shake and bake.
Honey, this is great. Chicken. Eat shake and bake, and I help.
Yeah,
remember that?
That's right.
Yeah.
But with shake and bake, did they add stuff?
On the air 10 minutes, and John already has made up 6 new words to the English language.
You're right, Mike.
All right. Hey, Pope Francis, 87.
Yeah.
Is he still alive?
He is. Yes. Yeah.
And he's
still doing his thing.
Doing fine.
Yep.
Doing fine.
Yeah, real fine, though, right? I mean, isn't he kind of like biting?
No, that was bad. I think that was Runciler. Like, I think that was the guy. There's two popes living, right? Runciler.
That's what
just,
I mean.
He went, but he did that. He stepped aside.
Okay. So he's not really Benedict? The pope, right?
No, well,
Francis is the pope.
Is
he's the guy. He's the poor one that carries his own luggage. Yeah. Okay. I've got a lot of good Catholic friends. I could just phone a friend. I could call my brother and ask him.
Did you ever meet a pope?
No, I'm very, very close to this guy, though. Very, very close. Like, 20 feet, but I was not one of the people that shook his hand, so no.
My first pope was Pope John.
Oh, John Paul. No,
Pope John?
Guy's only pope for like ever.
Well, whatever, I'm just
26
saying.
26 years, something like that. Yeah, John Paul.
You know, yeah. I told you that story that you didn't believe me about who
which
was.
One?
Not which one. No, is most of the stuff I say is true. I only make up some stuff. So
just radio silence on this end. Todd hasn't chimed in, but go ahead, Johnny.
Remember I told you that story where there was a politician went to Poland right after the war, World War II, and the people said, hey, are you hungry? He's like, I could use a sandwich. And the guy that made him the sandwich then became pope. It was a pope from Poland.
That's this
remember
guy.
Remember I told you that story?
He's the first pope we had from Poland. We don't get any, they're all Italians, well, German, but... This is the guy. This guy made your friend a sandwich.
I think it was John Kennedy. Somebody went there, and the guy he said, I met you. And it's like,
No. Okay. You're talking about John Paul. He was from Poland.
Okay.
This guy. All right. I got this story. That,
remember?
That could be. No, I don't remember that, but that could be true. I wasn't tracking your story right. So before he was Pope, he was working at McDonald's?
No, he was like working for a priest or whatever, or whomever. And he goes to the monastery or wherever they go. And he goes, are you hungry? Yeah, I can use a sandwich. And the guy comes out and he goes, hey, you know what? And like years later, say, hey, your excellency, I'm going to kiss your ring, yada, yada, yada. He goes, we met before. He's like, when? He goes, I made you a sandwich when you visited the so-and-so. Remember that story? Well,
I do not. And that it's not adding up because President Kennedy wasn't.
I didn't say it was President Kennedy. It might have been Eisenhower.
No. Jeez, you're going the wrong way. No. Clinton, maybe.
Yeah,
Bush.
Yes, it was Clinton.
Whatever. All right, 618.
Reagan! It was Reagan! I swear to God. I swear to Jesus, it was Reagan. You can look this
careful
up.
With that when you talk about the Pope. Jesus, that's pretty.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
You got a hold on me right from the start. A grip so tight I couldn't tear it apart. Nerves all jumping, acting like a fool. Your kisses they burn.
Good song, good music. Where's this coming from?
You guys were talking about fires, so I.
Oh yeah,
there you go. We would have figured it out, but thank
if
you.
If I could get a job like just burning stuff,
that would
I
be
would
it.
Never retire ever in my entire life. I just like to. I love burning stuff.
Keep you on the pyro list.
Like I said, I've set myself on fire twice, but I would still do it again.
Arsonists. It's cool how they start the fire and then they're like,
I had a friend who was like an arsonist.
In the crowd because they don't just want to start a fire. They want to watch a fire. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And yeah. And anyway, that's crazy. But yes, it is. Fires are, you know, Boy Scouts learn how to build them. And not that I was in Boy Scouts, but I know how to build a fire. A good fire. Kindling wood, had that for my dad's place. So
I had a friend who went to prison for setting fires. Honestly, I truth.
Really? No.
No lie. Honestly,
I truth. Get hurt?
Not really, but he was the same thing. He would set them and then show up at the fires type thing.
Wow.
Yeah. He went to prison.
I can almost, I hate to say this, but I can almost see where that would be
Yeah, kind of
interesting.
I know. I agree.
I mean,
you mean the other half of the thrill?
What are you talking about? I mean, I'm, you know, you start a fire and it's kind of cool to watch, right?
Right. That's why. I think that's why.
Yeah. I don't want to say too much. I had a brother who used to do some stuff. I'll tell you off air.
Yeah.
He's dead, so it's okay. I could tell the story.
I think every family member in your family has a guy. Story. And your grandma was, you know, doing hooch and.
Right. Well.
Prison time there and.
Family secrets. Right? Yeah. No longer.
Yeah.
I can't, John's on the radio.
Mino's
memoirs.
Right.
I know. We can't say these on the air sometimes. Yeah. But he was very scientific on how he did it. But I won't even get into that. So anyway, we got a great show today. And one of the great things coming up is Jack Krasinski is coming on. 100 years old. Okay. So the guy was 20 years old right now in 1944. Thinking he was going home back to Pulaski, Krakow for Christmas. And all of a sudden the Nazis appeared out of the blue, just out of the blue. The Battle of the Bulge is one of the most amazing things ever that it was undetected for so long. And he got caught right up in the middle of it. And we've got, this could be a special treat. Dennis from the Glam Band is coming in today. And Dennis is going to present him with a handmade quilt that his mother makes, which are the most beautiful handcrafted things ever, aren't they? Mm-hmm. I mean, you brought a bunch to the home, right?
I did.
And I always pull out the ones that are really, you know, outdoorsy. And it's a beautiful, beautiful piece of work. And we're going to present that to him today.
Nice.
Yeah.
What a great guy. And he's entertaining and for being 100, very spry.
It's unbelievable. That's pretty cool. Does that almost, okay, I'm going to be honest with you. Because I always think I got like 3 or 4 years left.
A lot of us think about you. Okay, go ahead.
But it's like looking at him, it's like, hey, maybe I got like 25 years left.
Well, he's a pretty skinny guy, Johnny.
Yeah. Well, if I get the flu again, I'll lose weight. Boy, I got to say one thing. My body is very resilient.
All right.
Uh-huh. Everything I lost, I gained back. There you go. I swear to God. I lost it quick and I put it back really quick. Because I had people even tell me, you don't look well from that night we're at the Zimbaldi's.
Yeah.
So I'm like, you look too skinny. Even Otis mentioned that on his show. Okay, I mean, other people that should talk about, Yeah. He said, oh, mine all look like really skinny.
He's just jealous. That's just jealousy.
They thought I was on the Ozempic thing.
I haven't noticed anything, but that's because you fluctuate. Plus, I see every day. If you don't see people for a while, then it's like, oh, wow, they've gained weight.
I notice it more like if I look at pictures on the show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Then I see it.
Totally.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah. Day to day, you don't really.
Right. No.
I think that picture of you and me, my face looks really big.
I look at pictures. My daughter puts together a family calendar, and she uses, for June, we'll use pictures of last June, right? And apple picking or whatever we were doing back then. And I look at
picked apples in June?
No, I'm saying we were doing back then. I'm saying whatever we were doing.
Why would you pick apples in June?
That's not what I was saying. What I was saying was the month ties back to the month a year earlier. So that was a bad example. That would be August. 4th of July fireworks. You know what I mean?
I was looking at those
pictures and I was like, wow.
What?
I think I was a little
heavier.
Yeah. Oh, no, totally. Yeah.
When, in June?
John, forget June. I'm just saying last year.
Versus June?
I'm just saying there's
a point
in time. I didn't
think you're that much thinner in June than you are now. Do you?
No. Okay. I'm saying the pictures from back. Like Todd said, when he looks at pictures of you, 2-3 months ago and looks at them now, he can see a difference. And I'm saying, when I was looking at those pictures of that calendar that she's putting together, I was like, wow, I look a little bit different back then.
Because there's pictures of you when you were mayor. You were your face was a lot thinner.
Oh, yeah, a lot.
I mean, like a lot.
You were svelte, basically.
It's incredible. Yeah. I mean, no disrespect. You don't look bad, though. You look normal now.
There's actually somebody on this staff in Northeast Wisconsin that actually thought you were a hottie.
Me?
Jim. Jim almost spit out his coffee.
Wow. I was all shocked. You were me? Oh, my God. Like, I won? I hit Lotto? Funny. Okay. Anyway. Hey, speaking of diet, though, I that's the most shocked you've been in a year and a half. You need a little higher self-esteem, John.
I've never seen Todd laugh so hard as that.
That was not...
All right.
But speaking of, I brought you some food today.
His trainer.
Did you see that? I did it.
I brought you some salmon. Can I just ask you?
Yeah.
Have you had a training session since your party?
No.
Okay.
I have not.
So you didn't have one yesterday?
I did not because I had a meeting.
Oh, you
with
have excuses.
Our, No. Oh. It's behind the counter. I sent her an email. She even said that on Saturday. I met with our older person from this district who oversees this area and also the new community shelter. So I went over what we're doing in the future. And
all right.
So that meeting was at 10:30, so I could not do my training right. session. So
I don't want to sound like a 16-year-old girl, okay? But did you say anything about me?
I'm a 16-year-old boy. Yeah.
You think she will? I mean, I'm just like, wow, is he cool?
Yeah,
yes or no?
That's Christmas. Sure, okay. Sure, she'll say that.
All right, thank you.
All right. Anyway, have some salmon. I did. I brought that for you, left over from my party.
From
LaFon's.
Which is a phenomenal place, huh?
It is. That is great salmon, too.
And you brought your crackers?
I brought...
Really?
Yeah. Well, yeah, I would... You can't... See, what you would do is you would take your cheap crackers from Dollar Tree and eat it, and you say, that salmon was so-so. I bought you some good crackers, so it complements the salmon. You're going to say, man, that salmon's awesome. It's like my
is
dad
it
always
Cajun?
Said. My dad always said, you know, the bun makes the burger. I don't know if that's totally true, but that was just really important. You know what I'm saying?
I do.
So the crackers, good crackers.
I never had anything but Nabisco. We're going to set a quick break. A lot of great guests coming on, folks. Stay with us. Mind on the Mayor. Back after this.
You're an organ donor, right? Well, here's a tragic fact. Approximately 20 people die each day waiting for precious donated organs. You could make a life-saving decision simply by getting that important dot on your driver's license. That little dot shows those who need to know that you've made a decision to donate organs at a critical time. Go to heroicdeed.com to learn more about the importance of organ donation and how you can make your wishes known. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. HeroicDeed.com.
For WGBW and WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale.
The Madison community is rocked by yesterday's school shooting. Savannah Tomei Olson has the very latest.
Police say the suspect shot 8 people at Abundant Life Christian School and then died by suicide before authorities came into the building. A teacher and a student were killed. 2 people are in the hospital fighting for their lives. 4 people, 3 students and a teacher, are expected to be okay. 2 of them have been sent home from the hospital. 9 schools in the Madison Metropolitan School District and some from Monona Grove were put on a secure hold yesterday. This tragedy goes so far beyond just that school community. County Executive Melissa Agard.
As a mom who received a text from her son at a high school here in the city of Madison wondering if he was safe, I can tell you, this hits you in the gut. Every one of us is affected by this unimaginable and unacceptable violence that has hit our community.
Police Chief Sean Barnes.
Right now, my heart is heavy for my community. My heart is heavy for Madison, and we have to come together as a community and figure out what happened here and make sure that it doesn't happen in any other place that should be a refuge for students in our community.
The crime response unit from the Dane County District Attorney's Office has been mobilized. That team includes social workers, and their goal is to support survivors and family members. And the word survivor doesn't just mean the people who were shot yesterday. It includes everybody who was in that building, students, teachers, other staff, and the terrified family members worried for their kids. There are also specially trained officers at the police department to check in on their peers who experienced trauma in their response. There's a candlelight vigil tonight for the community to come together. It's at 6 o'clock at the state capitol. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
I'm Lisa Hale for WISS and WGBW News.
Take Mino and the Mayor with you anywhere. Download the Civic Media app today from the Apple Store or Google Play Store. And text the studio directly, all from the Civic Media app. Download it today. Now, once again, here's Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here, 97.9 FM, WGBW, 98.3 FM, WISS, and of course, Civic Media app, 34 degrees in Green Bay, 35 in Appleton, 38 in Oshkosh.
Yep.
Wow, that's fantastic. Hey, Eugene Levy, I got to tell you something, though. Todd, you and I will go back to the 70s, kind of.
Yeah.
I mean, you're younger than me, obviously. Do you remember Second City TV?
Absolutely.
Weren't they the most talented people ever in one group? John Candy, the lady who played the mom in Home Alone.
Oh, yeah. Catherine O'Hara.
Catherine O'Hara, Eugene Levy. There were a couple others. Who's Bob and Doug McKenzie?
They were on there, correct.
Hey, let's have some back bacon,
yep,
Ray.
Yep.
Hosers.
Rick Moranis.
Rick Moranis.
Right. Martin Short.
Yes.
Yep.
They all became like legendary. They're all from Canada. They had this TV show in Canada. And then they all came to the United States and almost like got discovered. And every one of them was amazing. Remember Gay Caballero?
No, I don't.
From the TV show. They did a spoof of a TV station in Canada. And he played the part of the owner of the TV station. Gay Caballero was his name. And he pretended he was handicapped. He'd be in a wheelchair to, like, get the sympathy voter and things like mm-hmm. that. And it was just, and every person became a big star after that. And I got to be honest with you, I'm just going to say the word of the name of the show. So I'm not trying to, you know, FCC. I don't want to say the name of the show.
Schitt's Creek?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which one was he?
He was the owner.
He was the dad. Oh, the dad.
Yep.
Oh,
yeah. He's, big eyebrows,
he,
right?
Oh, yeah. That guy's funny.
And Marino Hare played his wife.
Yep.
Okay.
And the kid, the guy that played the son has become huge. Yep. I can't think of his name. Yeah.
Is it Dan Levy? Yeah.
Yeah, that's his actual son.
Yep.
They hosted the Oscars together or one of the
something like
something.
That.
Something. Yep. And then the girl was big. I can't think of her name either. But she won, and like Actress of the Year.
Oh.
I mean, they all won. I remember it was during COVID because they had them all in a big studio.
That's right.
Do you remember?
Yeah.
But they all had these little, they all were like 10 feet away from each other and couldn't congratulate each other.
Wow.
Yeah.
Her name was Annie Murphy.
And what was her name in the show?
Alexis Rose.
Yes. Remember A Little Bit of Alexis? Do you have that? Can you play that song, Todd?
I'll see if I find it.
Yeah, play A Little Bit of Alexis. Yeah. It was one of the best shows you've ever seen for about a 2-year run.
Second City?
Well, they were all from Second City.
Oh, but, I see.
Yeah, the premise was this guy went completely bankrupt. He was a multimillionaire. Something happened, went completely bankrupt. But he, as a joke, he had bought a town for his son for like his 18th birthday called
Schitt's Creek.
That yes. One? Yes.
Oh, yeah, I've seen that. That's
so he didn't. They bought a motel because they had to get out.
But they bought the town.
Did they end up buying
they
the town?
They owned the town. Yes.
Okay, I didn't know that.
Yeah. And that was the only thing in town was the hotel. Yeah. It was a funny, funny show, and it won so many awards. It was incredible. Hmm. Now, find A Little Bit of Alexis.
He's looking.
Yeah. Did you find it yet?
Not yet. So,
hey, Todd and I are wearing the exact same colors today.
Oh, that's right.
I know. What are the odds of that?
It's not a normal color.
No.
It's kind of like a...
Camel?
Rust.
Rust?
Oh, no, it's not red. It's more yellow, right? Wouldn't you say it's more of a yellow kind of mustard?
I mean, it's the exact
mustard,
same colors.
Dark mustard color?
Somebody text us, what colors?
Mustard.
I think camel. No?
Hi, my name is Alexis Rose, represented by Alexis Rose Talent.
Okay, what are you going to be singing for us today, Alexis?
I have chosen to perform the title track off of my critically reviewed limited reality series, A Little Bit Alexis.
Ooh.
Feel free to sing along if you know the words.
Okay.
Are you ready? Let's do it. I'm a Lamborghini. I'm a Hollywood star. I'm a little bit tipsy when I drive my car. I'm expensive sushi. I'm a cute, huge yacht. I'm a little bit single, even when I'm not. I'm a little bit.
What?
I'm a little bit.
You'd have to see the video with it.
I'm a little bit of la, 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 la. A little bit of Alexis. La 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 la.
Oh,
a little
wow.
Bit of
okay.
Wow. Yeah, there's a provocative dance.
It's
that
a very
provocative.
Yeah. You wouldn't want to see
I'll
it.
I'll send it to your phone later.
Yes.
But that was one of the most popular shows for a couple of years you'll ever see. It's right during COVID, was the whole thing when everybody's like just sitting home watching TV. Doesn't that seem strange when you think back?
I can't believe. Yes, it seems very strange. And we're going to hear a lot more about it. This appointment.
Go ahead.
I'm just saying.
Okay, I'm going to be honest with you on something. I'm going to be honest. I get lots of texts, people saying, What does the mayor think of this? What does the mayor think of this? Yeah. What does the mayor? And one of them is, what does the mayor think of Kennedy? I've gotten that.
Yeah, I told I.
Because you were, I mean, your family. I grew up with a picture of John F. Kennedy in my bedroom.
That's because your parents put it there.
Well, I know. I'm not even kidding. But.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All his appointments have. But Robert
Kennedy, I mean, Robert, the Kennedy family was right. Like, I mean, it was Camelot. They were the most, and then until you pulled back the curtain and realized, yeah.
Where they made their money. And,
yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, he's not without his warts.
I will say this, and we do not talk politics, but I will say this. Trump said something yesterday that I actually was like, where there was a thing about Kennedy. Because I actually grew up in an era where I knew kids that had polio. I mean, in my generation, kids had polio.
Right.
And then that was a big thing when you got the vaccine. And people are saying, oh, he's not going to have any. And Trump said, nope. I go to a generation. I remember polio. That's going to stay.
And Kennedy's backing up a little bit on that.
Right.
A little bit. He's not saying I'm anti-vaccine because that's what people are trying to paint him as. And he's like, no, I just think that's going to be studied a little bit more. So he's... Somebody went to him and said, look, man, if you want this confirmation, you've got to throttle back a little bit because he has said some stuff that's like, you know, crazy. Or I don't know, you can interpret it as crazy. But I think he's... Todd's running the bell. I think he's going to get through. I do. And I told you, you asked me, I don't know, last week or 2 weeks ago, what do I think about appointments? I think he's the president. I think he can appoint whoever he wants.
Okay, does this
but if it goes down,
okay, let's talk politics.
How about
for
that
five
German
minutes.
Guy? Little recall there. I mean, she's, you know, there's checks and balances, but I don't know that we got to go through months of all this and that, and just hey, look, thumbs up or down. You ask a few questions, limit it to I don't know, 45 minutes a person, and not a person asking a candidate, maybe an hour, and just vote it up or down. If it doesn't work, we think we're not going to bring him back. I mean, who's you think we had the most? Bush appointed the most successful. Well, I shouldn't say that. Anyway, go ahead.
I think there's a little guy talk. Okay, so Trump's son, his girlfriend was that Fox used to be a Fox anchor. I can't think of her name, Giulio or something like that.
The one from Florida. Okay, what do you what's the point?
Then they kind of broke up. I almost feel like it's like, hey, Dad, get rid of her. It's like, you're the new ambassador to Greece.
Well, I think there's a little of that going on.
That's what I mean. I think it's a little.
Yeah, they got to open up some other stuff.
I need
some
space here.
Right.
Yeah, I'll make her ambassador to Greece.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And that's a good gig.
I know.
Those ambassadors.
I would love to be an ambassador.
Especially a country where it's like, you want to be ambassador.
What are you going to do?
Iran or Pakistan. But some of these countries that, I don't know, you got to look at a map to see where the hell
they
are.
That's what I mean. It's like 5,000 miles away.
They're peace. They don't know wars. It's all culture, checking out the food.
Right.
Yeah, how long was Mark Green in Tanzania? I mean, really?
That's right.
You're going to go to war in Tanzania? You go down there, unbelievable place where he lived and his pool. And then Bush went there. It's like after Biden's pardoned his son, he went to some remote place in Africa. And I think Bush went down there for like 8 days.
The entire time is 8 years. He's there 8 days.
It's just like, wow, that was a long time.
Yeah, and you're doing a great job here, son.
Right. And they come out and
keep
dance
it out of the news. We're good. Yeah.
So that would be a great kick. Well, Mayor Barrett got an appointment as an ambassador. The mayor of
Barrett. Which one was Barrett?
He was in Milwaukee. He's the guy that
That beat up that guy at.
Well, I took him and his. He's got a son, Tom, as well, and same age as my daughter Greta. So the four of us went to a Packer game right after that, and you know he travels with security, but that whole thing all bandaged up his hand and. What a rock star he was, because he kind of defended somebody.
I mean,
it wasn't
he took on a thug.
Yeah, with a tire.
I mean, he literally, yeah.
Anyway, that was
Did you ever do anything that cool, Jim?
I don't. And then there was another mayor that went in and rescued someone out of a building.
Was that you?
No, that was not me either. That was the guy in New Jersey somewhere. And I think he's now he could be a U.S. senator. I just remember that. No, I haven't done anything that heroic, I don't think. No.
We'll set something up. Like I told you, my buddy DeLangelo, I always wanted him to kind of fall through the ice so I could save him.
Right. Okay. Yeah. No, I haven't. No.
No?
I'll have to think during the break. But I know. I don't know, Johnny. I nothing real heroic.
I actually used to carry big spikes with me when I went on the on frozen water, because that's what the Boy Scouts used to say to use.
There's a front page of the paper today as experts offer tips on how to stay safe.
But one of the things was to carry big spikes with you and like jam them into the ice and pull yourself up.
That's in the article.
Okay.
Is picks.
Yeah.
So you can, but if you don't have any picks, then they said just make sure you keep your arms out and stay in the ice.
Well, you see, even a ballpoint pen, even pens, anything that would like dig in to pull yourself up.
Yeah.
But you even said, Jim, didn't you do something one time where you got a little bit panicky? You couldn't get out of the ice or something?
Yeah, that was when we...
Was this a polar plunge?
Yeah. That was at, I think it was Joanne's. I don't know, some park. We wanted to raise money to get a new pool. And then I said I would jump in the pool in January if we raised like 10,000 or 100. I forgot the amount.
You did a lot of things that go against the real grain of you.
I tell you what, that was crazy. That I rented a tux, ran off the diving board, and you know the firemen to cut a hole in the ice, and I couldn't believe. And it's right here. I was reading this morning. It's like that happened to me. That shock of that does, it contracts your heart. And then
absolutely,
you could panic, say, wait, I can't breathe. I'm underwater. And I should have gone under the water. That was my biggest mistake. I can't believe I did that.
Well, you had to do it right. You can't just, you know, go out there and tippy-toe in there
as right.
Jim Schmidt in a tuxedo.
You've got to.
But the weight of that tuxedo, once it got wet, had to be crazy, wasn't it?
Yeah. I don't know if that was thinking about
was it?
That.
Well, I just thinking like nobody told Elvis, hey, Elvis, lay off the peanut butter sandwiches and and get rid of the drugs, right? They just let him go. Nobody said
no,
to Jim,
hey,
Mayor, I don't think this is a good idea.
And go underwater that was, in a tux.
Yeah, that was not smart. I will say, though, as much as, you know, I wasn't in love with all the media people, there was one media guy that said that's the first time I was really concerned about you.
Wow.
Because my eyes, you could kind of tell like, holy mackerel, this is not good.
How did they get you out?
The cops are there. They had that pole.
Oh, and they pulled you out?
Yeah, I just grabbed that on the pole.
But I mean, that dead weight of the wet clothes is so heavy.
I don't remember that. I just remember not breathing.
Wow.
I
think you should do it again. Good texter. Talked about making napalm, but concerned about the FCC, which should...
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
The ice. And that was cold as ice. The other time that we're talking about when I jumped in the pool to raise some money, and it was obviously all ice.
I just want to say, but I've never jumped off of a diving board, my wife. And you did that into the ice.
Mm-hmm.
Todd, have you ever jumped off a diving board?
No. It was low dive because there's the low and high, but I was the low dive. But I ran off it. And right when I went in, I remember thinking like, this is not a good idea. So I was a little worried. But the other time.
You tried everything. I will say that. When you were mayor, you were back.
I didn't say no very often.
No.
People ask me stuff. I'm like, yeah. I talk to Mary, and if I was available, you want to kind of support their event, right?
But didn't you have that sidekick or not sidekick, that like, Mr. Mayor? Didn't Chad sometimes say
a little too much?
Yeah.
So that happened. It was someone else. When is it Mary Lou Redding? Was she
Olympic?
Peter Pan?
Yeah.
Okay, so they were here. And
Mary Lou Retton?
Who was Peter Pan?
Mary Lou Retton.
Well, then she was, and they did it here at the Y.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Remember
that? Okay. Yeah. I don't, but okay.
Johnny, I was on the front page. They put me up in that harness.
Wow.
To, like how they fly, you know, at
the
end, you know, she flies off to, And didn't feel right. And you look at the picture and you can tell it didn't feel right.
Really?
Yeah.
So you like flew across the stage?
The guy, you know, is like,
well,
straps you in, lifts you up, and just, I didn't fly out like she did. That's cool what she did. I
mean, over
she
flies the audience? Out,
I didn't do that.
Okay.
I was just on the stage.
Wow.
I didn't fly out.
Todd.
Rode an elephant.
Todd.
I told you that.
Todd.
Trump's in trouble for that.
Todd. Yeah. Let's start getting him involved in some of these things again. I'm serious. Why not?
Death? I don't know.
Be his guy, Todd.
Oh, I can't be his guy, but I will say this. I you know, you did so many crazy things just to bring attention to the needs in the community.
Right.
That's really
but
what
why
it was.
Don't you do that now for us?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, think about it. The other reason I did that, because
In the parade next year, we'll have a crane, and Jim will swing from the crane, yes, and we'll go down the parade route.
Hey, how cool was Frank Herman's?
Yep.
We just got the audio yesterday. The audio. Did that air now?
That did air.
Okay, did air. Boy, he said some nice things about us during the parade.
He actually likes you guys.
I think he does.
Yeah. No, another thing the I didn't do, but the guy over at the museum that went up on a crane and got out of his in a what do you call it?
Like a Houdini thing?
Yeah.
Like a straitjacket?
Yeah, straitjacket.
Who was that?
I don't know. Some guy's like, oh my God. Oh. It was just very
Would you
different.
Do that?
I'd have to think about that.
Were you repelled down Lambo?
Yeah, I didn't like that. A couple things, now that I think about it, that I didn't like. Yeah, that thing down Lambo, I remember it was up there because Chris Rand was up there. And the guy's like, just let yourself.
Can I ask you a quick question? I didn't have a chance to talk to him from your party.
Yeah.
How did he put, Todd, so his former right-hand man, Chris Rand.
Yeah.
Good guy, Marine,
absolutely,
the whole thing.
Yep.
His entire beard at his party was lit up. How did he do that?
He had like.
Little lights in there, right?
Yeah, with the bulbs.
But they're like attached to his beard?
Oh, right. Yeah, you can do that.
Intertwined?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You should do that.
I don't have the kind of beard he has.
Okay.
Yeah, little,
I'd never seen that before.
When he walked in, I was like, okay, ooh, I thought you cleaned up. But yeah, but I was going, and the guy's like, just let yourself go. When you rappel, you got to trust the cord.
Right.
You trust the rope. You're not holding onto your hand. It'd mess you up. It just let go. And I told, because I'm not doing this.
You know what it seems? Have you seen Ranger training? United States Rangers, they do something even scarier. They have like a 150-foot thing.
That's high.
Okay, and the thing is, okay, I'm going to rappel down. Okay, that's scary, but I'm just, you know, they do it the opposite way. They do it face down, where they have to run down the face of the wall.
Yeah,
that like separates the...
Call me a boy, I don't care.
Call me whatever you want. I ain't going to do that.
I don't care.
Another thing I would never want, it's like... You know when somebody gets stranded at sea or even during the hurricanes where people on the rooftops and the helicopter comes, it's like, hey, hang on to the thing. I'd be like, I'm good.
On that road.
I'm good. I'm just going to stay here.
Nah.
To be floated along, like, you know, where you fly away.
Believe me, you won't let go.
Plus they're trained, right? So they've got you.
They just drop a harness down.
If they don't come down.
Oh, gotcha.
If they don't come down. But you got to, clip that on. You're not going to let go.
I'm good. I'm just going to wait. It'll dry up sooner or later.
Yeah. No.
Todd, did you know anybody during that? Was that your era?
Oh, yeah.
In Las Vegas?
Well, no, not New Orleans. I had just come up from New Orleans at the time, from Mississippi and stuff. So, yeah, I was connected with folks down there.
Wow. You know, it's funny. I was reading a thing. You know, we met had Mike Lovelace on last week. He's talking about Eddie Lacy coming for that celebrity thing. And I remember reading a thing about Eddie Lacy because he was, like, from New Orleans or one of those area got hit hard. And it's like, oh, my God, that had to be devastating and it's like, well, there are like lots and lots of people that offered to take in Eddie Lacy. There's a big high school football star at the time.
I bet.
It's like, how big is football in the South? So big that they will take kids.
That's funny.
Yeah, from those kind of things. They actually knew everybody about him. It's like he was well taken care of. Wow. Yeah. But I think that was one of the scariest things ever, wasn't it, Todd? I mean, you knew that area, right?
I think that it was scary, but also it was just you weren't expecting it to be that bad. I mean,
right.
They were saying it was going to be bad, right? We knew that. But you don't think about how bad it could actually be.
You know what was a weird thing? Chris Kyle. Remember the American Sniper, the movie American Sniper?
Mm-hmm.
One of the things that where you go and say, he BS'd a little bit, it sounds like, with some of his stuff. Mm. And he said he was on the roof of the Superdome. Picking off looters. And say, that didn't happen. Do you remember that?
I don't remember him saying that, but I can imagine.
Look it up. And then he got horribly killed by a guy he was trying to help. Terrible, terrible situation. But it's like, you know, talk about stretching stories sometimes. It's like,
kind of like Jim saying that he jumped in the ice.
Yeah,
same thing in a tuxedo. Like, that happened?
Right.
Walking a llama over the bridge.
My God.
Come on.
We got a lot of great stuff, including a 100-year-old World War II veteran. Talk about today being the anniversary of the most incredible battle the United States have ever been in, the Battle of the Bulge. Live and in person, my man Jack from Pulaski will be here.
In the 8 o'clock hour, but we got Salvation Army bell ringing. We're going to talk about that.
We got Ace Champion, one of our favorite people, coming in. We got a lot of bleep back after this.
The national news cycle never stops.
but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.